For today's growth points, I'm going to share with you just a brief lesson that I shared with our staff. And so if you hear me referring to the staff of Lancaster Baptist Church, I wanted to give you that context. But today we're going to talk about how to honor the Great Commission of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in so doing, how to be a blessing to the pastor. And so I want to challenge you today, as you hear this challenge on growth points, to consider your part in fulfilling the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. You know, not long ago, I was talking to a staff member from a great church here in our country, and he asked me a very simple question. He said, "Pastor, what can I do to bear the burden of my pastor?" Now, I'm convinced that everyone who joins a team of ministry joins that team so that they might be a blessing to the pastor, an extension of the pastor's ministry. I've always felt it's wrong for someone to try to bring their agenda to a particular ministry. When that happens, there's usually a conflict and the staff member will leave because his agenda wasn't met. Now, what we want at Lancaster Baptist Church is, number one, God's agenda. We want to follow God's agenda. And secondly, we want to allow the pastor to seek that vision from the Lord and then to follow that agenda of God's and implement it in the local church. And then everyone on the team has a part of that, and together everyone achieves more. And that's the plan, and that's the work of God. So I felt this young man that asked me this question, starting off in ministry, a great staff of men, he simply said, "What can I do to be a blessing to my pastor and to the ministry of the work of the Lord?" And of course, there are several ways that someone can be a blessing. You can pray for the pastor. You can be attentive in the preaching. You can take care of details the pastor's never going to see. You can remind people you're visiting in the hospitals, remind your adult classes that pastor loves them. Everything you do is to be an extension of the pastor to help people know the pastor's love. And everything the pastor's doing is to point the people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in general terms, there's a lot of things someone could say about how to be a blessing to the pastor. But as I stopped and really thought about that, I thought, well, what does the pastor go to a city to accomplish anyways? I mean, why is the pastor there? And when you get to that basic question of why is the pastor a pastor and why did he go to the city where he's serving? The pastor is in the ministry for the simple purpose of fulfilling the Great Commission. Every pastor I know who's godly, the thing that excites him and blesses him the most is when people come to Jesus. And if you want to be a blessing in the work of the Lord and honor the Lord and, yes, encourage your pastor, then I challenge you today to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sometimes I'll look to the staff, not often here, but sometimes I'll look to them on baptism time and they'll do this. That means there's no one to be baptized in the service. And that to me also means somehow, some way, our priorities weren't right that week. We may have done a lot of stuff. We may have had a lot of services. We may have done a lot of activities, but we miss something when there's no one to be baptized. And so I want to speak to you for just these few moments as a staff about how we can be a blessing, how we can fulfill the Great Commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 28, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." And I'm thankful for that. I serve the God of all power. Yes, he's the God of all comfort, but he's the God of all power. He reminds his disciples of that fact. And as you turn in your Bible right now to Matthew 28, 19 and 20, let's remember the real purpose of it all. Let's remember the pastor is the under-shepherd. Jesus is the great shepherd. I'm just trying to urge you on in what Jesus has urged us all into, and that is his commission. So what did he say? He said, first of all, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always." I want to give you today some practical thoughts on how to fulfill the Great Commission, how to honor Jesus, and how to be a blessing to your pastor. So let's have a word of prayer right now and ask God to accomplish that in our hearts. Father, I pray that you would anoint this moment, that you would teach us today how we can be effective for you in fulfilling your great commission. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, you're well aware of the first word of verse 19. It says, go. So the first point today is plan time to go. Now, I believe that in the summertime, whereas you've been involved perhaps with education, even our pastoral staff teach some college classes and such, the summertime ought to be a time where we are planning to go. Not just Tuesday night or Saturday morning, but taking time. And I want you to get your calendar out and plan some time. What a blessing that you work somewhere where you can grab a friend on staff and say, hey, let's go out on Wednesday from 10 in the morning till 12, and let's get a bite of lunch after we knock some doors and after we make some visits. Go. Take gospel tracts. Go to businesses with the gospel tract. Go to neighborhoods with the gospel tract. Go. Plan time to go. And I want to challenge you today to plan time to go. Now, all right, I've planned time. I've planned time for the church, Tuesday night, Tuesday morning, Saturday morning. But on full-time ministry, I believe we ought to be planning other time than what's been planned for us. And especially in the summertime, looking for opportunity. You know, even as I take some time away, one of the things I always do is pack a bunch of tracts in my pocket. I always pray, God, whether I'm on the campus, off the campus, in town, out of town, lead me to someone that I might lead to Christ. Just this past week, which was quite a week on my schedule, God gave me a few moments to witness to an attorney who's lost and who's interested. In fact, after I witnessed to him that day, he called me the next day. He said, I watched your services on live stream. That tells me something's going on in his heart. He's on my sweetheart list. I'm working to see that man saved. And I'm planning now time to go for him and to talk to him about the Lord. If you're on the tech team, if you're a support person, it doesn't matter what you do position-wise at Lancaster Baptist Church. Everybody needs to plan to go. Plan time. What we plan gets done. What we calendarize gets done. Secondly, it says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Obviously, as we think of this, we must first plan to go, and we must secondly present the gospel. We must present the gospel. Teach all nations. We're not just distributing tracts. We're not just inviting people to church, but we're asking people for a moment of their time. We're asking them if we can talk to them about something that has eternal consequence. And so we want to plan to go, but then we also want to present the gospel. And let me encourage you, one thing that helps me is at the end of the week, I try to ask myself, how many presentations did I make this week? Now, I might knock 100 doors, but I might have only made 12 presentations. But I've learned that for every so many presentations, someone's going to be saved. So plan to go and then present the gospel. And then thirdly, he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. I want you to plan to go. I want you to present the gospel of Jesus Christ, not just putting tracts on the doors. And then thirdly, I want you to participate with the new believer. Participate with the new believer. Now, when it says baptizing them, there's a little bit of a process that must take place there. So you lead someone to Christ at the altar. You lead someone to Christ in their home. You lead someone to Christ in counseling. Now then, we've got to nurture them, and we've got to help them along the way. Sometimes it's that follow-up visit to the home, and we explain to them from Acts chapter 8 what baptism is. It's after salvation. It's immersion. You know, we actually need to explain to them how to come forward. Now, just stop and think right now, staff. When was the last time you led someone to Christ that came forward for baptism? Now, do you have that person in mind? Normally, if you've had someone baptized, you had to explain it to them. You had to kind of participate with them in telling them something like, I'll sit with you. I'll bring you to the front. I'll take you to the changing area. You've got to walk them through this matter of meeting in a changing area, putting on a baptistry gown, what the pastor's going to ask you, how he's going to put you under, that he won't hold you under too long, all right? You got to tell them all that stuff. And you got to kind of participate with them and walk through it. And then, of course, it says teaching them to observe all things. We have found that that's going to happen through our adult Bible fellowships. It's going to happen through discipleship. And again, you're participating with them. You're walking them through those steps. So the question was, Pastor Chapel, how can I be a blessing to my pastor? Nothing encourages my heart like hearing, boy, 9 were saved, 6 were baptized, had 2 saved out on baptism. And I find that when it's happening, the staff's talking about it. And when it's not happening, we're talking about everything else. I think of the song, Let's Talk About Jesus More and More. And I just want to challenge you today as a staff. Let's ask God to use us. I'm asking God to use me in bringing the lost to Jesus Christ. Everything else is to support that mission. Nothing is as important as bringing others to Jesus Christ. Not to be a blessing to the pastor, but to be obedient to Jesus. But when a staff is obedient to Jesus and bringing people to Christ, there's not a greater blessing to the pastor. May God bless us to that end.